The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Bradley of Jones. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Cindy Bradley, or Candy Bradley, the wife of and clerk of Representative Bradley.
Lord God, we give you praise and thanks for this day we have been given. Bless our state of Iowa and all who dwell here. Please send your spirit of good counsel to all gathered here. Send your gift of healing to all of us in need of healing. Help us all gathered this morning to serve our people with wisdom and compassion, especially those who are most in need. Please grant us a year of your favor and grace. We ask this in the Lord's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2173 by Wills and others, a bill for an act concerning persons appointed to the convention called by the United States Congress to propose amendments to the United States Constitution providing a penalty and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2174 by Salmon and others, a bill for an act relating to the auditing of the election management system and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2175 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to open communication related to adverse child or health care incidences, including the right of patients, health care providers, and health care facilities.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2176 by Salmon and others, a bill for an act relating to obscene materials disseminated to the minors of a public or private elementary or secondary school or library or the public library, creating a civil cause of action, providing criminal penalties, and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2177 by Mumsen, a bill for an act relating to the parental access of the live video feeds of public school districts' classrooms and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 2178 by Fisher, a bill for an act relating to the practitioner preparation programs, including the duration of the student teaching experience and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 2179 by Jones, a bill for an act establishing the professional counselor licensure compact.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2180 by Fisher, a bill for an act reducing the state sales and use tax imposed on the sales price of American-made products.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2181 by State and others, a bill for an act establishing the teacher student loan repayment program and making appropriations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 2182 by Gobble, a bill for an act related to the area education agencies, including the consolidation of the area education agencies, modifying the teacher salary supplemental state cost per pupil calculation, and modifying the employment terms of certain specified employees of area agencies.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment. Refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 2183 by Bohannon, a bill for an act requiring that human growth and development instruction provided by school boards include information regarding health and safe dating relationships.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment amendment and refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 2184 by Gobble, a bill for an act relating to the composition of boards of directors of school districts to include certain specified non-voting members.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 2185 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to establishing the Advanced Dyslexia Specialist Endorsement Grant Program.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 2186 by Jones, a bill for an act authorizing the Board of Directors of School Districts to engage independent contractors to service dyslexia specialists.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2187 by State and others, a bill for an act relating to the school district funding for certain school-based mental health and behavioral services and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2188 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to the health insurance coverage for the hearing aids of covered persons age 18 and younger.
First reading, bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2189 by Westridge, a bill for an act relating to the sessions of the local board of review and including effective date provisions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 2190 by state and others, a bill for an act requiring the Department of Natural Resources to develop a plan to match the national determined commitment to cut greenhouse gas pollutions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 2191 by Baxter and others, a bill for an act relating to the communication of sentences procedures for Class A felonies.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2192 by state and others, a bill for an act related to the official language of the state of Iowa.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2193 by state and others, a bill for an act creating a nonprofit organization, energy efficiency grant program, making appropriations and including effective date provisions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2194 by Jordy and others, a bill for an act reducing annual motor vehicle registration fees and annual registration plate fees for disabled veterans.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2195 by Jordy and others, a bill for an act relating to the written reports required if a driver is involved in an accident resulting in an injury, death, or property damage.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee amendment, referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2196 by Bohannon, a bill for an act exempting the sales tax of feminine hygiene products and incontinence products from sales and use tax.
First reading, the bill is now ready for commitment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2197 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to licensed health care providers for the purposes of state law regarding concussions and brain injury policies for extracurricular interscholastic activities.
First reading, the bill is now ready for commitment amendment, placed on calendar.
House File 2198 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the minimum age requirements for employees and substitute workers at the child care center.
First reading, the bill is now ready for commitment amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2199 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the continuous care and non-medical switching of health carriers, health benefit plans, and utilization review organization, including applicability provisions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for commitment amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2200 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the direct health care agreements and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on the calendar.
House File 2201 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the controlled substance, including amending the controlled substance schedule and information collection and reporting requirements under the Iowa Prescription Monitoring Program and including effective date provisions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on the calendar.
House File 2202 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the Medicaid program reporting requirements.
First reading, the bill is now ready for commitment amendment, placed on counter.
House File 2203 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to the experimental treatments for terminally ill persons and including effective date provisions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on counter. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Abdul Samad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today is the first day of our Black history, and also we have a program that will be on the 23rd. The theme of this month is the shoulders we stand on, and it was a little difficult for me to pick just all the shoulders that I feel I stand on. So what I did, I thought I would highlight some of the legislators of the shoulders that I stand on that have come before me, starting with Mrs. Stevenson Glanton, Senator Thomas Mann, Wayne Ford, Helen Miller, Deborah Berry, Phyllis Thede, Ruth Ann Gaines, Ross Smith, Ross Wilburn, Eddie Andrews, and Carrie Burt. This does not minimize other legislators or the shoulders I stand with them, but the path for Black legislators is different, and there's other obstacles and barriers that we go through that others don't have to because of the way history is not written. Because in history, Black history is not taught in the school. It's not taught about Mrs. Glanton. It's not talking about Wayne Ford. It's not taught about those who have come before all of us that these shoulders we stand on. Even the individuals that were here and wanted to be here but could not be here because of the color of their skin. So I stand on these shoulders But I also stand on many other shoulders in this chamber, that paths that you didn't have to cross, that we have to cross or have to deal with. And I say that because it's important to understand that I do stand on Timmy Power's shoulders, Cindy Winkler, Mary Masher, Steve Hope, Quell Bodler, Bruce Hunter, and many others. But the path they took to get here is totally different from the path that Mrs. Glanton had to take, being the first African-American to sit in these chambers. Because when they looked at her and they saw a legislator, they put the description in front, not that she's a legislator, but she's a black legislator. How many of you had to stand and say, not just a legislator, but a white legislator? That title is not put on you because we have a norm that is not really the norm. So those are the shoulders I stand on with many of you here that I have learned. But these shoulders that I stand on come from pain, joy, sorrow, and laughter. And that's the moment in Black history of the shoulders I stand on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House.
Thank you, Representative. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an announcement, Mr. Speaker?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. February is Dental Health Month, and in honor of that, the Iowa House of Representatives Dental Caucus would like to provide you with the armamentarium to keep your teeth and oral cavity healthy. Our pages will be passing out the toothbrushes and toothpastes today. Please enjoy, and remember, you only brush the ones you want to keep. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Adair, Representative Sorensen. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we have with us today a couple of Greek citizens. My father-in-law, John Galanakis, has a permanent visa, and besides raising his beautiful daughter, my wife, he has owned and operated many restaurants in Southwest Iowa, Northwest Missouri, and Southeast Nebraska. Even though he can't vote for me, he assures me he would. I guess I'll have to take his word for it. Ava Danaki is John's niece and Maria's cousin and is here visiting from Heraklion, Greece. She is here learning to cook at the Galanakis' restaurant, the Olive Branch in Greenfield, Iowa. Please give a warm house welcome to John and Ava.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to welcome back to the Iowa House, a familiar face to many of you, Tyler Stanky, from a former page and doorkeeper of the Iowa House. Also, his mother is across the way, Terry, also worked here at the Capitol. Today, he's here along with Carrie Mueller, State Director of Best Buddies Iowa. Carrie's behind me. Best Buddies has been serving the social, emotional needs of Iowans with intellectual and developmental disabilities for almost two decades. Through their school-based inclusion programs, Best Buddies Iowa has had positive impact on thousands of student leaders and their buddies. Social isolation caused by the COVID pandemic has only intensified the need for additional services that Best Buddies can provide to support the mental health and social belonging for our students in the state. By supporting this organization, we not only invest in the future leaders of the state of Iowa, but we also ensure our commitment to diversity and inclusion. Please give a warm house welcome to Tyler and Carrie.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Democrats will caucus as soon as we are paused here this morning.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at 9 a.m. in the Supreme Court chamber. And if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourned until Wednesday, February 2nd at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any other business coming before the body? Seeing no further business, you've all heard the motion from the representative from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.